Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
Let's think about how you can use feng shui in your office. Never place your desk so that you look directly out of the window, because this suggests that you're more interested in what's happening outside the office space than inside.
One A.
Place your desk so that it looks into the room. This gives you a feeling of power. Keep everything tidy and don't have lots of things on the desk.
Two A.
The master bedroom should focus on romance and relationships. The couple should have photographs of themselves. A plant based in the right corner will encourage the relationship to grow and flourish.
Three A.
Children's rooms should be very simple, with just a few things in them. Children sleeping in a room like this one will feel stressed and anxious.
Four A.
This room follows many of the principles of good feng shui design because it's simple and uncluttered. But the problem here is the big mirror. One key principle of feng shui is that you shouldn't place any mirrors where you can see yourself in bed.
Listen again and check your answers. One A.
Place your desk so that it looks into the room. This gives you a feeling of power. Keep everything tidy and don't have lots of things on the desk.
Two A.
The master bedroom should focus on romance and relationships. The couple should have photographs of themselves. A plant based in the right corner will encourage the relationship to grow and flourish.
Three A.
Children's rooms should be very simple, with just a few things in them. Children sleeping in a room like this one will feel stressed and anxious.
Four A.
This room follows many of the principles of good feng shui design because it's simple and uncluttered. But the problem here is the big mirror. One key principle of feng shui is that you shouldn't place any mirrors where you can see yourself in bed.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Stonehenge. Grange. The ancient circle of stones that is found near Salisbury in southern England is one of the world's most famous prehistoric sites, but also one of the world's greatest mysteries. What is known is that it was built about 4,500 to 5,000 years ago. What is not known is how the stones got there, nor what Stonehenge was used for. Many different stories have been put forward, but most scientists believe that the smaller stones came from about 250 kilometers away. Scientists have also studied how it was possible to move such huge stones, and believe that a method was used which involved hundreds of people working together to pull them on wooden rolling platforms. Now, as for what Stonehenge was used for,
listen again and check your answers.
Stonehenge, the ancient circle of stones that is found near Salisbury in southern England, is one of the world's most famous prehistoric sites, but also one of the world's greatest mysteries. What is known is that it was built about 4,500 to 5,000 years ago. What is not known is how the stones got there, nor what Stonehenge was used for. Many different stories have been put forward, but most scientists believe that the smaller stones came from about 250 kilometers away. Scientists have also studied how it was possible to move such huge stones, and believe that a method was used which involved hundreds of people working together to pull them on wooden rolling platforms. Now, as for what Stonehenge was used for,
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Hi, Danny, it's Jenny. Just a reminder that the report is due tomorrow at 6. Check with Sarah that we have the latest figures. Hello, Danny, Jenny again. Sorry, I've just realised that we need to add a new section at the end of the report. Could you call me so that I can tell you what is needed? Me again, Danny. Sorry to keep bothering you, but I'm really worried about the final report. I know it's late, but we need to get together to talk things through. I know it's last minute, but are you free this afternoon?
Listen again and check your answers.
Hi, Danny, it's Jenny. Just a reminder that the report is due tomorrow at 6. Check with Sarah that we have the latest figures. Hello, Danny, Jenny again. Sorry, I've just realised that we need to add a new section at the end of the report. Could you call me so that I can tell you what is needed? Me again, Danny. Sorry to keep bothering you, but I'm really worried about the final report. I know it's late, but we need to get together to talk things through. I know it's last minute, but are you free this afternoon?
Activity 4. Read items 11A to 15A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
I think if you ask the most embarrassing experience in my life, it has to be when I fell in a swimming pool. I was 9 months pregnant, right? And I fell in with all my clothes into a swimming pool. My youngest child then at that point was 2 years old. So she was in the pool and she got some biscuits. And she was eating the biscuits in the pool. And I said to her, Christina, get out. Okay, come and eat them on site. No, she didn't. And because she's the kind of child she is, right, I was telling her to do this and she just ignored me. So I went to lean over the pool to try and grab her hand. And as I did that, I lost my balance and fell in the swimming pool, right?
And you were fully clothed?
With all my clothes on, this huge stomach, right? And I was just so utterly embarrassed. Of course, everyone around rushed to me. And that's what I hated most. They were rushing to see if I was okay. So they hauled me out to the pool, got sopping wet. And they were all saying, well, shall I call a doctor? Shall I do this? Shall I do that? And I was mortified. I wanted to tell them just to go away and leave me alone.
Listen again and check your answers.
I think if you ask them the most embarrassing experience in my life, it has to be when I fell in a swimming pool. I was 9 months pregnant, right? And I fell in with all my clothes into a swimming pool. My youngest child then at that point was 2 years old. So she was in the pool and she got some biscuits and she was eating the biscuits in the pool. And I said to her, Christina, get out. Okay, come and eat them on site. No, she didn't. And because she's the kind of child she is, right, I was telling her to do this and she just ignored me. So I went to lean over the pool to try and grab her hand. And as I did that, I lost my balance and fell in the swimming pool, right?
And you were fully clothed?
With all my clothes on, this huge stomach, right? And I was just so utterly embarrassed. Of course, everyone around rushed to me. And that's what I hated most. They were rushing to see if I was okay. So they hauled me out to the pool, got sopping wet. And they were all saying, well, shall I call a doctor? Shall I do this? Shall I do that? And I was mortified. I wanted to tell them just to go away and leave me alone.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1B to 5B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Hello, everyone. These are the last instructions before tomorrow. Remember that the match starts at 9:30, so the bus will leave at 8:30 sharp.
One B.
Everyone should get together at the bus stop right outside the school gate, the place where we usually leave from.
To B.
It will be quite a long day, so make sure that you have plenty of water with you and also something to eat in case you get hungry before the match.
Three B.
Remember that you will need all your kit. For this match, you'll be in the blue and white shirts, the ones with the club logo, and the blue shorts, and white socks.
Four B.
There will be space on the bus for about 20 other people. So if you want to bring friends or family members, that's fine. But please let me know in advance.
Five B.
And I want to let you know that I am so very proud of you all. Yeah! I'm really, really happy. You've done so well to get to these finals.
Listen again and check your answers. One B.
Everyone should get together at the bus stop right outside the school gate, the place where we usually leave from.
Two B.
It will be quite a long day, so make sure that you have plenty of water with you and also something to eat in case you get hungry before the match.
Three B.
Remember that you will need all your kit. For this match, you'll be in the blue and white shirts, the ones with the club logo, and the blue shorts, and white socks.
Four B.
There will be space on the bus for about 20 other people. So if you want to bring friends or family members, that's fine. But please let me know in advance.
Five B.
And I want to let you know that I am so very proud of you all. Yeah! I'm really, really happy. You've done so well to get to these finals.
Activity 2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word, as in the example.
Well, my day usually starts at about 6:30, where I get up and check all the animals, and we're just making sure that they're all fed and they're watered and they're all healthy, really. So that's how our day starts.
Six B.
I work on the local newspaper and write stories about my area. Well, every day I find out what the news stories are going to be for the day, and very often I will go out into town to interview people and follow the stories.
Seven B.
What's great about this career is you can grow. You could be on a cruise ship, military, hotels, restaurants. Everybody has to eat. Laughter, smiles, gratitude, everything comes from food.
Eight B.
I work in a cafe. I serve customers and I prepare food and bring it to the tables.
Nine B.
Every day I visit patients in their homes and I look after them. For example, I might give them medicine, or sometimes they just need somebody to talk to.
Ten B.
I enjoy the knowledge that I get from working on cars. Being able to fix and diagnose these vehicles is a great satisfaction to me. All right, so now we're gonna be working on this 70s Volkswagen bus. We're gonna be working on replacing the customer steering wheel and shifter assembly.
10 again and check your answers. Six B.
I work on the local newspaper and write stories about my area. Well, every day I find out what the news stories are going to be for the day, and very often I will go out into town to interview people and follow the stories.
Seven B.
What's great about this career is you can grow. You could be on a cruise ship, military, hotels, restaurants. Everybody has to eat. Laughter, smiles, gratitude, everything comes from food.
Eight B.
I work in a cafe. I serve customers and I prepare food and bring it to the tables.
Nine B.
Every day I visit patients in their homes and I look after them. For example, I might give them medicine, or sometimes they just need somebody to talk to.
Ten B.
I enjoy the knowledge that I get from working on cars. Being able to fix and diagnose these vehicles is a great satisfaction to me. All right, so now we're gonna be working on this 70s Volkswagen bus. We're gonna be working on replacing the customer steering wheel and shifter assembly.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.